When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we're getting you through a Tuesday afternoon here on 97.1 FM Talk, and we all wish we were outside, and I hope you are, because the weather yes. is beautiful. I'm very excited going to the Cardinals game tonight, so that will be exciting, my second game. Fred, you've been to a bunch already, haven't you?
Maybe five or six.
I'm going to start going to more games, though, here, now that, although I don't like going unless it's like 150 degrees, like to a day game or anything
terrible.
Like that.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm going briefly on Saturday.
Well, that'll be it. What do you mean, briefly? What does that mean exactly? You got different innings that you're going to attend, or what?
Because I got the grafted thing in the morning. Then in the middle, I'm going to do that and then go back for the thing that night.
Man, you're all booked up, aren't you?
I'm very popular, Mark.
Fred, what I remember, Sue, you might remember this too. I remember Old Bush Stadium sitting in the upper deck because now, now I'm an elitist and I never sit in the upper deck. But back then, you know, I wasn't elitist.
That was straight A student territory.
Well, but see, that was the funny thing about that is.
That's the only way I know about it.
So that, what's funny is I did sit in those seats because I was gifted those from a friend who had better seats, right? So it wasn't my straight A tickets, my friend Ken Deutsch, whose father had season tickets. That was Chuck Berry's accountant. I've talked about
that
before.
Cool.
But here's what I remember about the upper deck is I was at Willie's first game, at Willie McGee's first game.
Oh, that's neat.
But beyond that, I have memories of sitting up there and just sweating my ass off. I mean, up in that upper deck when the turf was 150 and then it was just miserable.
And in a community federal savings and loan shirt, remember that they give out, that the Cardinals give away, and mom would pop popcorn and we'd hike all the way up to the straight A seat.
Yeah. And then kind of for entertainment, you'd walk around the whole thing because you could do that, right?
Yes.
Oh, the good old days. So I got a couple things here that I wanted to do music-wise, and I'll start it with this. So I have a good friend in Cleveland who is a roommate of mine. We go back to our days at Parkway West. Arthur Karam is his name, Art. And we are huge music people. He lives in Cleveland. I don't get to see him as much as I would like to. I mentioned him because he has a daughter named Kira who just actually graduated from high school. And 4 years ago, they came to visit in the summer. And right after that, in the fall, she was diagnosed with a form of leukemia. And then they had it kicked. And then something came back and she was paralyzed. She couldn't walk for a while. It was awful. But I often used her daughter or his daughter, their daughter, as something to put my life into perspective because she was going through hell at the time. But anyway, we share music a lot. We like a song. I send him a song. He sends me a song, vice versa. So today he sent me a song, and it was yesterday, but I didn't have a chance to listen to it. So I always like to, you know, at least put it on one of my playlists and check it out. So he sends this song, and the song is from Tidal, which is my music service. We both use Tidal, which is T-I-D-A-L. So just like Spotify or something else, you'd share the actual clip via the service, right? So I get this clip, and it's this older African-American dude in this smoky room. He's sitting down in a suit. I can kind of show you guys the picture of him there. And the song is called Another Day Old, and it's Eddie Dalton, okay? So I click on it this morning. I'm listening to the song. I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I want to hear a little bit of it. It's got a real deep, soulful sound, and that's why I was a little surprised I'd never heard of Eddie Dalton before. But just listen to his musical stylings, if you will.
I don't move as good as I used to. Some days it takes me a minute or two.
Really, really cool sound right now. I'll get a little bit further into the chorus.
Like the wind through the pines, just small little pieces in a bigger design.
What do you think? See, you like that sound? I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
So my response to my friend was great soulful sound. And here's what I wanted to know. Because there's a guy that I like a lot. I used to use him as my theme song, R.L. Burnside. He was an old Mississippi blues guy who passed away. But R.L. Burnside didn't really start becoming popular or even making music until he was in his 50s. And it's every once in a while it happens where someone breaks out when they're older. So what I said is, has this dude been around forever, or is he one of those artists that hit later in life? Well, that forced my my friend Art to do a little research, and guess what? It's AI.
Somewhere better.
Oh my gosh.
This is AI.
He sounds kind of AI. Sounds kind of Teddy Swims.
Well, so here's what it says, okay? You might not be too far off there. Eddie Dalton is an AI-generated soul artist generated by content creator Dallas Little. I think I've heard of that guy before. Emerging in early 26... Now, the project's vintage sound is modeled after soul greats like Otis Redding, B.B. King, and Marvin Gaye. And good Lord, I cannot believe that this is...
We're just passing through time.
It's a good song, right? And I told you I have this friend in Colombia that's writing country hits, and he's trying to get them in... Well, country. He hopes that they're country hits. Writing country songs, trying to get them, you know, in front of songwriters or, you know, publicists, etc. And he's having the AI do the singing. But that is, first of all, here's what I would say about that. That was shared on my service title. I think you had a story that
I did.
Spotify was starting to
crack down.
Well, I don't think they're doing it on title.
Sounds like not.
So I want to know if something that I'm listening to is AI generated or not. Now, I may still choose to listen
right.
to that, but
does it matter?
It does matter to me.
It does matter.
I'm horrified by this because, look, if you're a creative person, Fred, yes. This is good news for you, because if you somehow don't retire, you won't have to work with me, because it'll just be AI Mark. I bet AI Mark still goes
you
to
mean
HR.
Mary.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. My name is Mary this afternoon because of text messages.
Uh-huh.
But no, I mean, think about, and we'll talk about this. I want to play this to George.
But it doesn't matter that you like it.
I don't know. It bothers
it
me,
bothers
though, Fred.
Me.
It bothers me a lot.
So you don't like him now? You don't like that song?
I don't want to
voice.
Listen to it, no. Because it's not real in my mind, you know? I guess it's real for 2026, but that was really crazy to me. So I'm going to look into it a little bit more, but I would also hope that Tidal, like I would hope that my music service wouldn't put that on there. But if they are,
just identify
they should
it.
Label it as
Agreed.
AI for sure. The other musical thing that I wanted to talk about here just a little bit, and this is where I feel so dumb, but I'll test the room out here too. They have a new amphitheater that's opening in Kansas City that is somewhat similar to what we still love to call Riverport, and it's called the Morton Amphitheater, and it opens actually officially tomorrow night with Kesha. I kind of like Kesha. I wouldn't mind seeing her. She seems kind of fun to see in concert. But last night they had like what I guess you would call the soft open. Now, we all have a friend. His name is John Canavera. I've worked with John since I was here in radio in 1996. He was working with J.C. Corcoran, and I worked in the building working with Franco and Pena at the time. So John went to work for Live Nation, and he's kind of been the guy that, you know, does all the promotion. He's the marketing guy, and he does all the promotion for the shows. He has a really, really big role. In fact, they moved him to Kansas City to sort of oversee the marketing for this new venue. And I thought, well, that's cool. And it's great for him. And he's there now and he's sharing pictures. And they did this thing last night. My wife was actually at the venue last night. She was there for an event because it was basically some sort of Kansas City cover act that was doing. But they had
a big
crowd.
A yacht rock thing.
Yeah, it was like so. Yeah. But it was $10 to get in or something like that. But they were essentially showing off the arena. And then tomorrow is the official kickoff. song. Now, one thing I would tell you about the Morton Arena is that, unfortunately, because it's new and because bands are looking at St. Louis in different ways, I think, there's a bunch of bands that are just skipping us and they're going right to the Morton Amphitheater. Now, this is where I felt stupid, and maybe I've already kind of tipped my hand a little bit on this, or my hat. Do we tip our hand or our hat?
I think hat.
Okay, I'm going to tip my hat. Well, Fred says hand. Why is it called
tip
the
Morton? Tip your hand. I thought it was tip your hand.
I did too.
Playing poker.
Okay.
Well, if you're playing poker, but tip your hat if you're being polite.
I'm doing both. Right now, I'm doing both.
Okay.
I'm playing poker and I'm being polite.
Okay.
Do you know why it's called the Morton Amphitheater in Kansas City?
Salt.
Duh. But I didn't know that. Fred, did you know that?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because it's
you knew it was
just salt.
Well, but why?
It's like the only Morton thing I know.
Yeah, same. Okay. That would have to be it. Fair is there
enough.
Other stuff?
I grew up, the first little community that I lived in was Morton Grove, Illinois.
That's why. That's a disadvantage
but,
for you.
But so I thought, honest to God, I thought it was going to be like the name of someone. And I'm like, well, that's dumb because they do naming rights, right? Well, yeah, it's because of Morton Salt. And I guess what happened was, now I have this pulled up here. Now I lost it here. I did the wiki page because they were located in Chicago, but they have relocated. So let's see here. We'll go to the wiki page. Morton Salt is an American food company producing salt, crazy, for food, water conditioning, industrial, agriculture, and road highway use. I didn't know that. Did you? That they did, you know, stuff for water conditioning and salt, salt, right?
No, I
did not know that. Based in Kansas City, the business is North America's leading producer and marketer of salt. It is a subsidiary of holding company Stone Canyon Industries Holdings. So the company began in 1848 in Chicago. It was started by a guy by the name of Alonzo Richmond, and the company was called Richmond & Company at the time. And what they did is they were part of a company called Onondaga Salt Company, and then they kind of acquired that. And I guess this guy, E.I. Wheeler, in 1880, Joy Morton, worked for E.I. Wheeler and bought the company for $10,000 and bought a fleet of lake boats to move salt to the West.
Huh.
And then it was renamed after the owner, Joy Morton. Joy Morton, though, that has to be a male, right? You don't have a female. Yeah, it's a male. Huh. He was from Detroit, Michigan, and he lived till he was 78 years old in Lisle, Illinois. It says he's known for Morton Salt. But isn't that crazy? So I honestly, I'm just telling you, I did not put, you know, two and two together, and it just clicked last night that, oh, yeah, it's the salt company. But I didn't know that they had the presence in Kansas City. The venue's a little smaller, by the way, than the amphitheater that we have here. It looks awesome. Unfortunately, what I would say about our friends at Live Nation here in Riverport is they simply haven't updated that facility in a way that is satisfactory to me as a concert goer. I think they could have done more. And I think I'm going to try to go see Mumford & Sons in August in KC at this venue. I have a feeling I'm going to be very jealous, but we'll see.
Okay. I look forward to your review of it. It looks cool online.
They just, the worst video screens, like if you're, and I'm always close because I'm a ticket snob, but if you're back or if you're on the, improve the visuals for people.
You can, definitely.
Yeah, you can.
I mean,
I know it costs money, but we're missing out, and I don't know that's the only reason that we're missing out on shows, but I was backstage there last week with Triumph a couple of weeks ago. I mean, they're not even keeping that area up, really.
Really?
You do something different.
Bad.
The bands pay attention to that.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
All right, again, taking some phone calls here on the income tax issue, but let's do this afternoon before we get to all that fun.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I was asking Sue a question. Is there any audio that I should have?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't think so either.
Wait.
Good.
No. My days, they blur together. I can't remember.
I don't see any. That's why I was asking.
It's early when I put this together. Okay. Happy National Leave the Office Early Day. We've never had that. I know that sometimes it's a holiday and they'll say things like at this office, everybody go home at 3, and we're all like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but you know, there is somebody that never goes home, and that's Fred. And I mean,
that
like,
is
you should go home early sometimes. Like, it's okay if you do that. But he's here from like, I think 5 a.m.
Yeah, what
until
time do you get
6
here,
p.m.
Then I'm on the ride home and I'm listening to you
yes.
on the radio say,
correcting
hey, get Fred in here.
Well, I know.
Or what are
okay,
we doing
you know
tomorrow?
What?
I don't know. What's our guest?
But
I'm
you
like,
text
to,
me.
That
you
is a 100%
voice,
fair point.
Try to voice text you while driving.
Yeah, no, that does happen. Yes. That's true. That's not a complete
yeah.
lie. Yeah.
All right,
but
so we all fail.
You could still leave early sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
Like, there are days that there's literally nothing going on, and I'm like, Fred, it's like, go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's also National Rocky Road Day. Fred, your thoughts?
Oh, I like Rocky Road. You mean like ice cream?
Yeah, I would think so. But you know, the example they gave today was a cake. I don't know that
I've never heard of that.
I've never had a Rocky Road cake.
Huh? No.
That's a thing.
I have some breaking news.
What's happening?
Are you ready? There is a piece of audio for you today.
I thought so.
That was not at first in there.
Okay.
But now it is.
Okay, good. Okay, wait.
You are
now.
Fake news.
No, actually, it's true.
No, it
I
is true. Do you? Because I might not know
it's
what it is. I'll get to it.
Well, can I tell you?
Oh, wait.
It's
a soundbite. Oh, well, that's right.
This segment
I'm
is
great.
Really polished today. Let me tell you.
I'm really on it.
Yeah.
It's breaking. It's
we have
you.
That.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Let's see. It's also National Rotisserie Chicken Day. Now, I like a rotisserie chicken.
I do, too.
I like to go to a Schnucks and or a Deerberg's in the middle of the day. It's like lunch, Mark, that's already finished.
And by
I
the
mean,
way,
cooked.
They're not that expensive.
No.
Right?
Yeah, it's
very
five,
reasonable.
Is it more than, what is it?
$5.99 at Schnucks and maybe a little more expensive at Deerberg's.
Sam's and Costco's are really good.
Right.
Oh,
ooh.
I've never had
those. The Costco
those.
One's like
yes.
really big, too.
Oh.
But that's what she said. But I will say that I use it also for, like, I started doing some white chili over the winter.
Yes.
And I use that for the white chili.
Oh, that's very good for
yes.
that. I find that Schnucks is now overcooking them. I'm just telling
really?
You, in my area, and I'm having to go to the Deerbergs.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
You don't like that.
I don't no. like going back and forth. Just don't overcook them. What was my point? Oh, it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day, and it's National Bubba Day.
What does
so
that
I
mean?
Said, I had to look it up, too.
Good.
It recognizes those we lovingly call Bubba in our lives. I don't think I have a Bubba. Do you?
No, I don't.
They also say the name came from young kids who couldn't say brother.
Oh, all right.
So my Bubba. Right? I
get that. Makes sense that way, but I don't think I have a Bubba.
I don't either. I have a brother, but I don't call him Bubba. And on this day in history, 130 years ago, it's 1896, and Mr. Marconi filed a patent for the radio. So the filing of the patent for the radio was 130 years ago today.
Relatively significant.
Yeah.
What is radio? What is that thing? That's what kids would say, right? I'm so proud that my daughter knows what it is, only because I work in it.
Well, that's true. Well, but her friend who's coming.
Should I say on
is
it?
Is also working on it.
Right.
School,
no, that's true.
Right? I mean, there's some hope. And 93 years ago today, it was 1933 when President Franklin D. Roosevelt had a swimming pool built in the White House. And then eventually President Nixon had the pool filled in and turned it into the modern press briefing room.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what it is. The briefing room used to be FDR's pool.
You know, that I'm wondering, maybe they've said something about that, but I've been in that briefing room. It is tiny.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, it's really small.
So I wonder if they.
Well, I'm just wondering, I don't know. But with the renovations that they're doing, I wonder if that becomes a bigger or renovated at all, because I don't know that they've renovated that for a while.
Well, didn't he say he wanted it to be safer, or there were safety things?
By the way, they've also announced a new White House Correspondents' Dinner. The remake date is July 24th, and they're doing it like at the Waldorf Astoria,
which has
better
security. So that was actually just announced today.
Smaller venue.
Right.
Better security than the White House.
Well, they can't do it at the White House now because of the renovations.
Oh, well,
but yeah, better security than the other place.
You know why else they won't do it at the White House? Because the White House correspondents say that would like ruin their independence if they would do it at the White House. They want to be independent.
Oh,
they don't want to be connected.
Oh, so they're saying that they wouldn't do it in the ballroom because of that?
Okay. All right.
That's a joke. Want to be independent. Well, you can do a lot more things to be independent than refusing to do something at the White House. Like, how about you accept your job at the White House and do that before you turn down any kind of dinner invites?
Will you hit James Brown, please?
Like right now?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I will.
All right.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Hey, so I don't know if you had this music in here today, but I had some James Brown in the folder.
Hey, thanks. Hey, you know what? That's just the one I wanted.
Good.
On this today, this is one of my favorite all-time stories. 40 years ago today, in 1986, James Brown's wife, Adrienne, claimed diplomatic immunity while fighting numerous traffic violations on the grounds that she was the wife of the official ambassador of Seoul.
I love that creativity.
She did it for real.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, so that's why we're hearing James Brown. She was an ambassador.
How did that work out for her?
I don't believe it panned out. No, I don't believe it did. Taylor Swift is releasing a song on Friday for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack. It's called I Knew It, I Knew You. It's about the cowgirl Jessie, so it'll be a return to Taylor's country roots. She says, quote, I've always dreamed of getting to write for these characters who I've adored since I was 5 and watching the first Toy Story movie. Yeah, so we'll hear that.
I've seen some commercials that look pretty good.
For
I
that?
Hope so.
Really?
I hope so.
I mean, it's the characters doing commercials,
right,
not about the movie.
Oh.
But doing sponsorships.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. By the way, I totally missed Rickles. You brought that up yesterday. Wasn't that yesterday,
yeah,
Mark?
Yeah, it was and wrong, I thought, wasn't it?
No, I miss him. Whatever he was.
Wasn't he Mr. Potato Head?
I thought he was.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he's been gone for a while.
Yeah, he has. If you like Puppy Bowl, a soccer version called LG Channel's World Pup, instead of cup, you get that? You see that? How they did?
Oh,
you see what they did? It will premiere on June 10th. You can watch 48 rescue pups play soccer on any LG Smart TV or online. They are from 12 different shelters, and they will come together for the Pup Cup. Also, the website unscramblerer.com looked at internet data to come up with a list of the most problematic words for Americans to spell. Now, these come up every now and then, but here are the top 10. Number 10 is separate. It's two A's. It's not separer, it's two E's. It's two A's.
Yeah, that can get you, though. I understand that one. Yeah.
Niece, N-I-E, people do E-I. Beautiful. Come on.
Look, I'm telling you, that one I struggle with.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, my brain has a hang up on that one.
Is it really all the vowels?
I don't know, but I usually don't spell it right, and then I have to do autocorrect.
It's
been the word for a long time. There's things that, you know, there's probably a couple others, but that one for sure.
I remember, I think I saw a sitcom once where it was kind of like a Gomer Pyle thing, and he spelled it out loud, B-E-A-U-T-F-U-L.
So I can remember. And now you've got it.
You know what? Yep. That might be a great way. It's little tricks like that, right?
We go all the way up to number one, which is bougie, but in there is because tomorrow business through favorite, and bougie is number one. But by Illinois, they broke it down by state. Nobody in Illinois can spell the word color. What? And Missouri, our big one that we can't spell is because.
How can you not?
I don't know.
The word that gets a lot of people, and I don't really get this, is lose. Oh, yeah. Spell that loose. L-O-O-S-E.
I know. That drives me nuts.
Yeah. Bougie. I couldn't spell bougie.
No,
now.
I couldn't either.
B-O-U-G-I-E. And finally, in Sue's
She's
news.
Cheating, Fred. Don't worry.
Yes, I am. We have today's random fact. In 1966, Pepsi tried to compete with Yoo-Hoo by making its own chocolate drink called Devil Shake. Huge failure. Failure only lasted for a year.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Didn't I come up with, like, I know we have, like, a sounder for Tech Talk Tuesdays, but didn't I have, like, a thing for Telephone Tuesdays as well? I thought I did as well, but now I can't really find it. I'll keep looking for it. There's Tech Talk Tuesdays right there.
Here's Ethan.
Ethan's going to slap my hand, and he's going to... Oh, I think I just saw it at the bottom of the other one there, Ethan. Go to the... There it is. Hit it.
There you go.
Tuesday, 314-241-9797.
Here's the topic, and we are going to take some phone calls here because I really, and I told Governor Kehoe this yesterday, I am supporting the income tax phase out, all right? I want to support it. I want it to pass. I think it's big. It's bold. I'm glad that the governor moved forward with this. However, I think that they may have screwed it up, and I'm worried that it's not going to pass. And I'm hearing from a lot of conservatives who don't like it. They're calling it a power grab, you know, and that the legislature is going to raise taxes on this and that. And the bottom line is we don't know that right now, but that might be, in fairness, one of the arguments against it. So I'm going to play a couple of the sound bites here from Governor Kehoe. And yes, the phone lines are open, 314-241-9797. Will you vote for this in August? Are you undecided? Do you think that you will come out ahead? Look, my math tells me, I'm not good at math. My math tells me it would be mathematically impossible for me to pay more in sales taxes than I do in Missouri income tax. Now, that's just my situation, and it's an estimate. But I asked the governor a couple of questions about this yesterday because I know that, you know, there's misinformation out there, people making claims.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, and we said from our State of the State speech that there will be three categories that we won't touch in when we revitalize and kind of regenerate a new sales tax code, which hasn't been done since 1931. We would not touch agriculture, healthcare, or real estate. Billionaires and that have been largely pocketing money in the e-commerce sector for years in our state need to be accounted for and to level the playing field for our small brick-and-mortar businesses. So that's the concept behind this, Mark, is let's let Missourians decide whether they think we should eliminate the state income tax. And if they say yes in August, the reason of moving it to August is gives us more time to look at and work with other interested groups, whether that's family farmers or business groups or individuals on what a new sales tax code could look like.
So that's the governor. That's what he told me yesterday. Now, I did ask him because, you know, seniors are concerned because, look, they don't maybe have income that they're being taxed on because they're, you know, living on a fixed income, Social Security, et cetera.
Listen, everybody on top of everybody's mind is property tax and different tax assessments in various counties and communities across the state, by the way. This is the one chance that you have since counties can't actually gain from a revised sales tax code. They have to stay neutral. This is the one chance where we have different municipalities to now to roll back some of those fixed costs that affect our seniors so broadly.
So let's take some phone calls and see where people are. Again, I'm a little surprised because I thought maybe the assumption would be by Missouri voters, we don't want you to confiscate more of our money out of our checks. Okay, but I'm hearing a lot of opposition to this right now. And I tried to gently tell the governor that yesterday. And I think he knows that. And, you know, one thing that he did is he put it on the August ballot. Is that a politically smart move? Maybe, because it doesn't give some of the opposition as much time to ramp up with ad campaigns. One of the problems with these August primaries, Sue, I'd even say this about today and what's going on in California. I mean, it's the start of summer, school's out. People aren't really thinking about these types of issues. So then turnout becomes...
That really is true.
Yeah, turnout becomes a question as well. Phone lines open, 314-241-9797. David, get us started here this afternoon. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Mark, I am against eliminating that tax. I don't agree that it's a big problem for people coming here, because I think that, you know, Florida, yeah, there's a whole lot of reasons why people go there, tourism, et cetera, and then people want to retire there. But I don't think Missouri has that kind of a draw. I don't think it's the tax that's keeping people away. It's that maybe if you like to camp and hunt and fish, there's a lot of good stuff to do here like that. There's Wash U and the medical. There are things that do attract people, but I don't think, you know, like some other states, say Tennessee, which has Nashville and it's huge. So I don't think the tax is
yeah.
a problem.
Look, those are issues that, you know, a lot of the opponents bring up. But when you say that, are you basing any of your decision on the amount of taxes that you may or may not pay? Or are you just philosophically saying, look, this is not something I think would work for Missouri because we can't really compare apples and oranges?
Yeah, well, I mean, personally, it'll be worse for me because I don't pay state income tax.
Right.
But that's not my main reason. I think all these other taxes they're going to have to do to make up for it are going to be a pain in the neck. And you're end up paying it somewhere.
Right. Well, and look, I understand what you're saying, David. I really do. This is why I wanted to take these calls, because I think people are, you know, somewhat aligned with you in the older conservative demographic. But we're going to test that out here this afternoon. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes or no on this?
No.
Why?
Well, I'm 71. I retired this year, started working when I was 16. And my whole life I've been paying income tax. And now they're going to flip it and do away with the income tax, which I paid for all the years that I worked. And now I'm going to have to pay more sales tax to make up for it.
Well, I kind of understand that position. I mean, and I've admitted this with some arguments that I've made even on Facebook. It's hard to counter some of the arguments. So I understand. I mean, you're doing it as a kind of a personal reason, but I understand it completely. So it makes sense. Phone line's open, 241-9797. We have this high-tech way of Ethan telling me who's on the line. He's literally
texting
me. So I'm trying to do this the best I can. This is high-tech radio, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Are you a yes vote? Do we finally have a yes vote here?
I am. However, I'm calling from the communist state of Illinois, who there are literally tens of thousands of Illinoisans that are poised to move to Missouri. So that tax burden is going to be spread out far and wide amongst several hundred thousand people that are going to move to Missouri over the next 4 or 5 years.
Okay, but I like that. I like where you're going with that. But let me ask this, because this is where you get into the competition. You know as well as I do that people who live in Missouri, if they have the option to make sure that their car is registered in Illinois, they do it because they don't want to pay the personal property taxes. So if you come over here because you have no income tax, you're going to have to pay the personal property taxes. And I'm not so sure everyone's going to end up on the winning side of that.
Well, that might be something they need to readjust too. I mean, Tennessee and Florida don't have personal property taxes. So, I mean, they may have to start implementing some toll roads, to be honest with you.
Well, look, I've always been a fan of toll roads because it's a user tax. But that idea is the legislature does not have any kind of courage to do anything like that. I promise you that. Let's see, David, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am also a Parkway West grad, class of 1981.
Look at that. All right. Are you in the Parkway Hall of Fame like I am?
Negative.
Well, you should be because the standards aren't very high by evidence of the fact that I'm in there. But go ahead, your position on this.
Clearly. So you know my age. I'm 62. I'll be 63 this year. And, you know, I was going to say I'm a yes vote on that, but your previous caller made me rethink that because eventually I'm going to have no income. But I wanted to talk about real estate taxes, which I don't understand, is that why am I paying real estate taxes on unrealized gains in the market versus what I paid for my home when I bought it?
Well, that's a whole
nother
question.
Because they want more money,
I get that part of it, but that's the unfairness about it,
is.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely the unfairness of it. But I think when I send this audio to Governor Kehoe, we'll skip your call because now we've actually had a caller in the last 10 minutes flip voters against it. I don't know if that was my goal, but thank you. Thank you, fellow Longhorn. I appreciate that. Let's see here if I can do the math right. Nancy, hi, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. I hope this is Nancy.
Yes, it is.
What do you think here?
I just do not want it. I think we should pay income tax, but because it's going to hurt those people who make the least, who don't have to pay income tax and would have to then pay more sales tax on goods and services.
You mean people that live under the poverty line or something along those lines, right?
Pardon?
You mean people who maybe don't have jobs where they're paying state income tax but are under the poverty line?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, that's an argument that people make. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I understand it. It's more of the argument maybe that the liberals make, but it is what it is. Tim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, are you there? Oh, Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks.
Go ahead. Sorry. What's happening is sometimes people are on the line and then they fall off and then Ethan loads someone else. But go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for it. I'm 58. And I got a number of years before I retire.
So you think it's a good deal for you? You've kind of done the math a little bit?
Well, I figured, you know, I don't have a choice on paying the income tax, but, you know, depending on what the sales tax is on, I can always decide
right.
What I'm going to buy and what I won't.
And that's kind of where I am on that. I'm going to let you go only because your phone line is terrible. So if you do get a tax refund, we got to get you a better phone line. And I apologize for that. It's just it was not sounding very good. Bob, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, yeah, I would vote in favor of it because I'm not so much interested for myself, but for the future generations. My kids, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will benefit from this because I really don't need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a low-income earner, but I'm not complaining because I love America and I love the way the tax situation is going to go. Let's point that arrow towards voting yes.
All right. There you go. I'm not sure if I'm breaking it down here. I think there still are more no votes than yes. That's not necessarily scientific. Glenn, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. Thanks. Hey, I can't believe anybody isn't voting yes. Whenever you get a chance to lower taxes, you vote yes. Lower taxes. There's too much taxes.
Right. I'm with you. I'm voting yes. But what they will say is, wait a second here. You can say that, but they're going to increase the sales tax on certain things. I think that the scare tactics have claimed real estate and medical bills. That's not going to happen. The governor even made that clear yesterday. But I'm with you, because if you don't do it, well, they're not going to lower your tax burden, one's kind of been phasing out anyway to begin with. Steve Butts will tell you, look, they voted a couple years ago to lower the state income tax. This would just be a complete phase out.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
All right, I like that. I like people who don't like higher taxes. Let's see here. Are you trying to tell me something? All right, Tim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm for it for the only reason of just think about the optics with Florida. If the only thing you say is there's no sales tax, everybody's looking in Florida, everybody's looking into some of these states for business to draw middle, higher income people that are going to start businesses, run businesses. So I think just for business and marketing optics, it's a win.
I would think in St. Louis, let's look at St. Louis. Kansas City's got a lot of wins, I think, that they're, pointing toward economically with growth. But when it comes to regional growth, look, my kids have no real interest in living here. I think my son in Houston might, because he realizes how expensive it is down there. We have a relatively low cost of living. We have some tech hubs that are pretty cool, right? So if you combine that with, wow, I can move to Missouri, take a six-figure, salary. Some of these kids are making a lot of money when they come out of school, and then you have no state income tax. Well, that could make a difference, right? But it also depends on the carve-outs and all that stuff as well. Matt, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I would say no for my own selfish reasons. I'll get to that, but I think all the no reasons are valid. All the yes reasons are simply just, hey, less taxes, but they're going to get their taxes some way or another. I'm more selfish. As active military, my income is already not state taxable when my home of record is Missouri.
Right.
So now my purchasing power is going to be less because everyone else is going to be paying no income taxes as well. So that's my own selfish reason.
I get it.
But I also agree with the low income earners are going to be hit the hardest. So now they're going to be paying sales tax.
More sales tax. Look, they pay a lot of sales tax already, and that's part of the problem is that we're not exactly a low sales tax, state, which I think creates issues in and of itself. But, when it comes to, this is me, okay? You are selfish. I'm going to be selfish. When I do the math on my state income tax, I think it's mathematically impossible for me to spend more in sales taxes than I do in state income tax. That's
yes.
me.
No, I think that's accurate.
Not
for
everyone's going to have that.
A lot of people.
Right. So I just hope that people kind of, look at it, assess it. Sounds like people are. We got time for a few more calls in a moment. Hang in there. All right. We are taking calls on whether or not you're going to vote yes or no on the phase out for the state income tax. I think just, I feel more no's than yeses at this point.
I do too, but I've changed my mind several times based on what people are saying.
Yeah, I think
so
the
this
listeners
is very
have too.
Interesting.
I don't know. Well, it's good to have a debate on this so people are educated for the next couple of months. 2 months from now, we're going to vote on this. John, I believe it's my client, my sponsor, my friend John Morelli. Is that you on the line? How are you?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Mark?
Good. I know you reached out to me recently on this because you're not a particular fan. You've got some concerns, right?
Yeah, I've got a big no on it for sure. I just feel like it's going to hurt small business real bad, especially in the construction industry and service industry. I just feel like people are going to be looking for, black market, someone to do the job for them on the black market or someone to do it that aren't not paying taxes. I just feel like Missourians aren't used to paying, I don't know what the tax is going to be set at, but say it's 10%, paying 10% more on their having their chimney tucked on it or their house tucked on it. I just think it's real. They've done studies in other states where it hurts small business. When they pass this, it hurts small business. So, I could probably save more money, as far as paying taxes to the state, but I think any other end, it's going to be bad for my business.
A legitimate concern. I don't think we're going to be increasing it by 10%, but look, it's all relative. And unfortunately, John, you know this, you have some areas where you're already paying close to 12% in sales taxes because of everything combined, and you have special district taxes, special business district taxes. So, look, your concerns are valid. I think they may have really screwed this up, and I guess the good news I would purport is that I don't think it's going to pass, dude. I think this is really tumbling toward a big defeat. We'll see if it can be turned around. But thank you, John. I hope all is well with you.
Sure. Everything's good. Thank you, Mark.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, look, I'm telling you, business owners, they're looking at this and they're thinking
about
it.
Well, they should be. And again, the state should have come out and said, here's our exact plan.
That's the problem.
And that's where they, that's what the problem.
And by the way, the legislature could have done this without sending it to the people as well. I think I have time for one more. Brian, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, I'm voting against it. And pretty much the guy before me stole my thunder is because they should have had a plan before they voted on this.
They put the cart before the horse, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the fatal error, I think. And I don't know how they didn't realize that. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
David.
All right, Mark. Bye.
And I have one more David?
Yep.
Ethan? Okay, we'll take another David here, and that'll be the last one. I lied to the last caller, but thank you. David, you're the last caller. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, well, it's funny. As soon as I called you, they made my point for me. I think that I don't even make a whole lot of money, but still it would be impossible for me to spend all the money that I save on my check from the income tax that I keep. You know, I wouldn't be able to spend all that on taxes on things. You know, I think I represent the majority of people who live in this area.
I think so. I think if you do the math that way, but the problem is, here's the problem, okay? And I just have to admit this. You can't do, I'm not good at math anyway, but you can't do the calculation because you don't know what's going to get taxed and what doesn't. So it's a different scenario if you can see here and they got the little calculator online. And
right.
You can see, but that's not the case. So now you got people worried justifiably because they don't know what's going to get taxed and what's not going to get taxed. So, if you're in favor of this, maybe there's good news because I'm always wrong about political predictions, like always. But I cannot see... I think it's going to go down big.
It may.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for the calls, though. It was a good, what do we call
it? It was a great segment.
Telephone Tuesdays. I haven't done it in a while. Forgot the name of the segment.
Get more at 971talk.com. Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?